to my son, if you receive the words of my commandments and hide them within yourself, your ear will be obedient to wisdom, and you will incline your heart to understanding. You will entrust it to your son as an admonition. And the word admonition means it's authoritative counsel or warning. So it's saying you will entrust it to your son with your authority giving counsel or warning to be obedient to wisdom. For if he calls upon wisdom and you utter your voice for understanding, you will see perception with a strong voice. And I looked up the word perception too, and it is ability to hear or see or become aware of something through your senses. This is the senses that God gave you. So you're just kind of seeking to understand things with the common sense that God has given you for us. If you seek her as silver, it's talking about wisdom. So seek wisdom as silver and search for her as a treasure. You will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his face comes knowledge and understanding. And he stores up salvation for the upright. He will protect their journey, that he might guard the ways of his ordinances. He will carefully guard the way of those who reverence him. I looked up the word reverence, and it's a deep respect. So it's He will guard the way of those who deeply respect him. You know, it seems like today that not very many people have a respect for God. They just want to do everything on their own. They don't think they really need God. But it says here that he will carefully guard the way of those who deeply respect him. So when you make sure that always have fear of the Lord and a deep respect for him. And it goes on in verse 9, then you will understand righteousness and judgment and accomplish successfully every good path for yourself. Verse 10, for if wisdom comes into your mind and the perception in your soul seems to be good, there's that word perception again. Verse 11, then good counsel will guard you and holy thinking will keep you. That might rescue you from an evil way and from a man who speaks nothing trustworthy. Woe to those who forsake the paths of uprightness so they may walk in the ways of darkness. Verse 13 there kind of stuck out to me as I was reading this. And it just, think about people, they forsake the paths of uprightness so they may walk in the way of darkness. It's kind of like, just leaving something. It'd be like leaving this nice dry building, go out there standing around, get all wet. It's just trading it out for something not near the. They're trading something for nothing. They're trading the ways of the uprightness just to walk in darkness. Who delight in Lord's verse 14, who delights in evil and rejoices in evil perversion. When I looked up the word perversion, and it means the alteration of something from its original course, whether from its natural course. We weren't designed to be evil. So evil is us altering from our natural course that God had planned for us. Verse 15, whose ways are crooked and their paths devious, till then they cause you to be far from the straight way and a stranger to righteous judgment. 17, my son, do not lay hold of evil counsel, nor forsake the teaching that you read, and forget the divine covenant. For it establishes the path of death and its path decides the All who journey there do not return, nor do they lay hold of straight paths, for they do not comprehend the use of life. For if they walk in good paths, they would find a smooth path of righteousness. The inhabitants of the land will be good, and the simple will be left there. For the upright will dwell in the land, and the holy will be left in it. The ways of the ungodly shall perish from the land, and the lawless shall be banished from it. Any questions? For next week, you signed with Stark in verse 20. You would memorize verse 10 and verse 11. For if wisdom comes into your mind and the conception of your soul seems to be good, then good counsel will guard you and hold you in peace. You want to memorize those two verses. Clayton Sylvester, you want to memorize verse 10, and you can memorize verse 11, Roger and Levi. And the older boys, in chapter 1, what Marcus read last week, or chapter 2, I want you to find the verse in there and memorize it and come back next week and tell us why that verse stuck out to you or kind of what it means. I mean, there's lots of good little tidbits in there. So just come back and have it memorized and kind of tell us why it stood out to you or what it kind of means. Explain it a little bit.
This week we're supposed to, last weekend, we're supposed to ask ourselves what we would be like if we would fear God. And to fear God would be, one way I could fear God would be coming when I'm called and not making my parents call twice.
Treat others like I want to be treated.
I could give to the poor and do what the Lord wants me to do in this world.
To fear the Lord, I should love God and do what He teaches, and my fellow man, and treat them the way I would want to be treated.
I had a thought that one way to fear the Lord is that... One way is to respect Him, that He is God and the one that created us, and to believe that in the end of the world that we'll come before Him and give an account of our lives.
One way could is I could be more thoughtful of other people's needs and considerate.
I asked myself that question during the week, and I thought to fear the Lord would be just get along with your fellow man and love your fellow man. I think that's what I'll stick out to. To fear the Lord, I need a love your fellow man and get along. We won't be able to suddenly be able to get along later, like in heaven. So we need to do the right now.
One thing that I can work at is pride and in general doing what's right, because like the Bible says, to him that has been given much more will be required, and so I need to work at doing what's right.
One way I can fear the Lord is be more careful with how I spend my life and not be proud and not do foolish things.
I need to look for more chances how to help other people and be useful.
I need to be more willing to help people and get along with others, as that's what God wants to do.
Fear of the Lord is to understand, to listen to your elders, and be a slave to do other men's bidding. If they tell you to do something, do it, and obey them, stop complaining.
If I'll continue, fear the Lord, I'll not desert my responsibilities to work and help other people and just love every man as myself.
Another thought is how we need to do work that's useful and profitable, and not just, like, I like to make things out of wood, not only make things that are just fancy and sell to rich people, but stuff that actually gets used.